Lindsay here from K-John's Jewelry Company. Today, we're inviting you into a new chapter of our story. After many years of carrying extraordinary designers, we feel it's time to create jewelry that reflects our vision. Designs made by us, for you. After decades of showcasing designers we admire, it's time for K-John's to create something deeply personal. Our own jewelry designs, crafted with the love and experience this community has given us. K-John's is embarking on a new chapter, one built on our own creativity and our own craftsmanship. After years of partnering with incredible designers, we're excited to introduce our very own K-John's designs in the coming year.
Happy New Year! Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, January 27th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Pass Ripple School District to celebrate America's 250th birthday. Atascadero State of the City event scheduled for February. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 30 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Berlager Excavation, serving the Central Coast for 28 years, specializing in dozer work for rural and ranch development. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. 2026 marks the 250th birthday of the United States, and the Paso Robles Joint Unified School District has released some guidelines for classrooms to celebrate this occasion. This will be presented to the board in its next meeting tonight, with a resolution honoring the event to be discussed in February. The agenda for tonight says, quote, "It is the expectation that teachers will utilize the resources and or activities listed every 2 weeks from February 1st through June 3rd. Activities are broken down by grade level, from interactive maps, reading books about early U.S. history, and drawing for earlier grade levels. Later high school grade levels include analyzing demographics, voting rights data, debating then versus now topics, and producing documentaries on historic moments. This is only an information item with no needed action from the board." The Atascadero Chamber of Commerce has announced the annual State of the City event, scheduled for February 18th at the Colony Theater from 7:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. The event will feature remarks from local leadership highlighting economic development, business growth, and key initiatives shaping Atascadero, according to a release from the Atascadero Chamber of Commerce. Attendees will also learn of current projects, long-term planning efforts, and the overall direction of the community. Ticket information can be found at atascaderochamber.org. Proceeds help offset the cost of hosting the event and support the Atascadero Chamber's efforts to serve the local business community. Downtown San Luis Obispo bar caught selling alcohol to minors. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385. 805-460-7385.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. A bar in downtown San Luis Obispo was caught selling alcohol to minors in an undercover operation conducted with the San Luis Obispo Police Department and the California Department of Alcoholic Beverage Control. Officers entered four licensed businesses, acting as patrons and observing whether the businesses checked identification at points of entry and the service of alcoholic beverages to individuals that appeared younger than 21 years old. In one location, F. McClintock's on Higuera Street, officers observed four individuals who they believed to be under the age of 21 consuming alcoholic beverages. The four individuals were detained and all were found to be minors. All four were cited and police conducted a follow-up investigation with the business staff. The case will be forwarded to the California Department of Alcoholic Beverage Control for further consideration of criminal and/or administrative actions filed against the employees and business. The Atascadero City Council will discuss authorizing the purchase of a new Type 1 fire engine in its next meeting. The city's fire department fleet includes three Type 1 fire engines, the primary engine for most incidents. Engine 7591 was first placed into service in 2005, having served the community for over 20 years. The agenda says that the engine has served Atascadero faithfully, but due to increased maintenance costs and concerns for ongoing reliability, there's a proposal to replace the engine. The expenditure is expected to be taken out in the 2027-28 budget for Atascadero. You can attend the meeting tonight at 6 in person or listen right here on KPRL. The County Board of Supervisors will be holding a public hearing this afternoon regarding the annual Transparent Review of Unjust Transfers and Holds Truth Act. The Truth Act outlines the role of local law enforcement in responding to immigration and customs enforcement requests. Sheriff Coroner Ian Parkinson and Assistant Chief Executive Officer Robert Reyes will be presenting the information at the hearing. The Sheriff's Office will provide information about ICE's access to incarcerated persons and receive and consider public comments. The Sheriff's Office says they received a total of 111 ICE requests in 2024 and 287 in 2025. Requests include detainer, notification, transfer, and interview requests, and are honored only if they meet the legal criteria under California law. Zero requests were honored in 2024, and 83 were honored in 2025. The hearing will be held in the board's afternoon session. You can watch online if you cannot attend in person, or use the overflow rooms as a large crowd is expected. In sports for the NFL, the Seahawks and Patriots will face each other in the Super Bowl on Sunday, February 8th. In the NBA, yesterday the Timberwolves beat the Warriors 108-83, the Lakers over the Bulls 129-118. Tonight, the Clippers will face the Jazz, the Kings will go against the Knicks. In California news, the CEO of a Los Angeles homeless services nonprofit, Abundant Blessings, is facing federal and state charges for fraud. Prosecutors say the 42-year-old Alexander Sufer used taxpayer money to fund his luxurious lifestyle, designer clothes, and lavish vacations. He faces up to 20 years in prison if convicted as charged. The Los Angeles branch of the New York Post has launched the California Post, a new tabloid newspaper that is aimed to be digital first. A print edition will be available as well. This adds another print title under Rupert Murdoch. A mother was arrested in Fullerton after police were shown a video of a black SUV turning at her intersection when a small child suddenly falls outside of the passenger side door after it opens. The SUV in the video immediately stops, with an adult woman exiting, running from the driver's side, and placing the toddler back inside the SUV before driving away. The suspect, 35-year-old Jacqueline Hernandez, was arrested for felony child abuse. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:14.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landed Livestock Report. You're on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, as we all know, the future of any business is the ability to set the next generation up for success. And it's especially true in agriculture. This is why Helena Agra Enterprises agronomist Dan Bratton says they're excited about their new partnership with agricultural education instructors across the U.S. with their Growing the Next Generation Innovation Never Stops series.
Absolutely. I mean, Helena Agra Enterprises, we're all about people, products, and knowledge. And what better way to start with our younger generation, right? So we're helping innovate new technology all the time. And if we can help our younger generation realize that there's more to agriculture than just farming and ranching, which is our backbone, but there's also sales reps, you know, researchers, plant breeders, product specialists. There's a whole gamut that we can invest in this youth and our future generations growing up to realize that there's a future in ag.
Now, the goal of this new video series is to help students better understand the science and the stewardship behind modern-day agriculture, and he says they're helping to build a stronger industry for everyone. To check out the series, you can visit HelenaAgra.com.
It's more than a convention. It's where the cattle industry comes together. CattleCon 2026 is heading to downtown Nashville, February 3rd through February 5th. Gain insights from top cattle industry experts, connect with fellow producers, and take part in shaping the future of our business. Plus, world-class entertainment and inspiring keynote speakers. Whether you're there for the business, the education, or the good times, CattleCon is where it all comes together. Register today at convention.ncda.org.
Feeding through winter shouldn't feel like guesswork. SmartLick tubs make sure your herd gets the protein they need every day, no matter the weather. Reliable intake, proven performance, peace of mind for you. It's not about working harder, it's about feeding smarter. Feed SmartLick protein tubs for consistent nutrition and confident performance. Go to smartlick.com. That's smartlic.com to find your dealer.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet, faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits, 805-995-4181. Rising input costs and low prices have left U.S. alfalfa growers struggling. Since 2023, most farmers have grown the crop at a loss, according to an analysis by the American Farm Bureau Federation. The organization pointed out that despite alfalfa's status as the fourth most valuable field crop in the nation, generating more than $8 billion in farm gate value last year, it is not included in most farm safety net programs, such as the Trump administration's Farmer Bridge Assistant Program, which was created to soften economic losses for farmers impacted by international trade policies. AFBF economist Daniel Munch said trade conflicts, especially with China, were partly to blame for low alfalfa prices as U.S. growers have seen a reduction in export markets. As of the most recent census of agriculture in 2022, California led the nation in alfalfa production. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast, 805-995-4181, or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far. This Tuesday morning, No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-60s, south-southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the mid-30s, southeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the mid-60s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Thursday, continuing into Friday, the weekend, and Monday, sunny on Tuesday next week. Upper 60s Thursday, low 70s Friday and Saturday, upper 60s on Sunday and Monday, 69 a week from today. Currently it is 30 degrees and partly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:21.
Have you considered selling scrap gold or silver? Need some advice on strategies to buy gold? Mid-State Precious Metals is here to serve you. Ron is a veteran, and his family-owned business is in Atascadero across the parking lot from the movie theater. Mid-State Precious Metals is a reputable, certified dealer and can walk you through the process of selling coin collections or scrap jewelry. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. Stop in anytime just to chat. Mid-State Precious Metals, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
American Airlines says it took a $325 million hit from last year's government shutdown, though it's already seeing better than expected growth for the start of this year. And even though business slowed because of the shutdown, American still reported growth in the quarter and is upbeat about this year. General Motors lost money in its recent quarter, though that was because of the expenses it had scaling back its electric vehicle business. Otherwise, GM expects to grow market share this year. Its quarter was better than expected. Beverly Hills-based Fat Brands and Dallas-based Twin Hospitality have filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy reorganization. Fat Brands is parent of Fat Burger and Johnny Rockets. It owns about 95% of Twin Hospitality, which owns Twin Peaks and Smoky Bones. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola. Invested in you.
If you're over 40 and plan to retire someday, the window to protect what you've built may be smaller than you realize. As retirement moves from someday to on the horizon, protecting what you've built becomes just as important as growing it. And that's where Noble Gold Investments comes in. They help investors reduce risk by adding gold and silver to their portfolios. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com, NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
New year, new keys? Look, if I'm making resolutions, win more money is absolutely on the list. Every Thursday in January from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., three winners every hour can win Tachi Cash or cash. Then at 8 p.m., one lucky winner scores a prize and $5,000 in cash. So yeah, drink more water is cool, but new gear and $5,000 feels like a real new year upgrade. It's keys and keys.
Casino Resort in Lemoore.
This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block office. As local accountants retire, many taxpayers are left wondering where to turn. H&R Block is ready when you need a trusted expert. With experienced tax professionals, your local H&R Block delivers reliable help year after year, no matter how the tax laws change. You'll get knowledgeable service, clear pricing, and flexible options to file. So if your old tax preparer is stepping away, step confidently into tax season with H&R Block. Trusted expertise that's here to stay. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech is brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort. It is the perfect Central Valley staycation in Lemoore. 238-5775, 238-KPRL, to join us on this Tuesday edition here on The Right Choice. All righty, coming up this afternoon, Protecting What Matters. Barry will be in 12:30 till 2, and first up, he'll have Dave Duringer. Estate planning for family protection and trust maintenance for family protection. Then San Luis Obispo County District Attorney Dan Dow talking about the anti-ICE protest and violence that's going on there in Minnesota. Also, Human Trafficking Month and its relevance to San Luis Obispo County. Then fraud schemes, prevention, and awareness. There's a forum coming up. So lots to go over this afternoon here on Protecting What Matters with Barry and the guest, and, of course, you. Speaking of that, there used to be a person who hosted Open Mic Friday by the name of Al Fonzie, and we got a couple of requests recently to find out how he's doing there in East Tennessee because of the weather conditions. Well, got a hold of Al yesterday. He says, we're okay so far. The worst has missed us, but the temperatures dropped to 6 degrees this morning. This is from this morning. And it's supposed to be like this all week. So how are all of you doing? My response was, it's 64 and sunny, but it's California. And his reply, yeah, but you still have to live with the idiots in Sacramento. Tennessee is still a free state. All right, just a little stuff this morning. We got any, you know what? I forgot to mention this, and don't forget you can text in as well. But I did get an email, and Chris, this has to do with the story about the bar bust. Okay.
Yeah, my mouth was full. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay, so does it mention the age of the people who were caught?
Just that they were under 21. They don't mention the exact age.
Okay, so here's the email. Let's see, where is it? Okay. Barbus, what does the law say about a bar asking for an ID and the patron hands over a fake ID? I don't know what the law is in California about that, but I just did look up in general, and it says when a fake ID is used, liability often falls on both the user and potentially the establishment that accepts it. The user faces charges for possession or displaying a fake ID. The seller or bartender can also be held liable for serving a minor, resulting in fines or jail time, even if the ID seemed legitimate.
Well, in this case, one of the three individuals that were caught was cited for possession of false identification.
Okay, but the bar or the people there can also get in trouble, right?
That has been handed over to the ABC, so probably.
All right. Well, as it looks, again, if somebody hands over what looks like a legitimate ID
and then it turns up not being, I don't think the person should get in trouble. Now, I was never in a position or never had a job where I had to check IDs. So I don't know what, you know, how many different IDs there are, and, you know, specifically other than a picture, obviously. You know what they should just, well, I don't know if this would work. If you had a fake ID, how many people, let me back up. Do fake IDs, and Chris, I'm sure you know nothing about this because you never will get a fake ID, is if you get a fake ID, is it the same birth date as yours? Because what I'm getting at is I would ask the person without the ID first saying, what's your birth date? And if it's not something that you're familiar with, then chances are you're not going to remember, right?
I mean, I guess not, but your fake ID could just be something that adds however many years it takes for you to be 21, and you could just remember that.
But then if it's a fake ID, the bartender or whatever the circumstances are can still get in trouble for that. So I'm sure some of you out there have used fake IDs before. So anyway, the possession of fake IDs agreement resulting in misery is six months in jail, $1,000 fine, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, we have that to start off this morning. Let's see here. What's this one on? All right. Well, thank you for that one I got, but I won't read that on the air because that's kind of self-centered towards the radio station. Again, it's good, but it's really, it would be self-serving. But again, thank you for that text regarding that. Okay. Let's see here. on the text, you can't allow people to come into your country who don't carry the same morals and value. That's what's happening. I hope President Trump sends in the National Guard. We need curfews. You know, I just the question has been brought up on why there has been no curfews set in Minneapolis. And I was thinking about this when I was driving in, listening to McGraw-Milhaven, because I disagreed with him on a couple of points, which I do. One of the things that I don't think has been brought up, or maybe it has, well, why aren't they doing this? Because they're being told not to. Because there's money coming from outside and the influencers are outside. And people want to retain their power in Minnesota in general, not just Minneapolis. And if they were to go against the outside forces, they would probably lose money. And so that's one of my guesses of why this is continuing to go on. And it looks like it's not going to end at all. So in regards to that, I don't know if you've heard this story. It's making national news. A Chicago area teacher is on administrative leave and facing calls to lose her job over a Facebook post last week offering support for ICE. Now, she posted on her Facebook last week, activists in the community, it's predominantly Hispanic community, quickly began sharing the post and calling for actions to be taken against the teacher, who is not, they're not saying the name, obviously, due to safety concerns. And so, by exercising her freedom of speech in favor of ICE, she could lose her job. Isn't that interesting? Interesting. And then we have someone, a mighty fine-looking librarian from West Virginia. Mighty fine. She'd make Marge Schott look like a homecoming queen. This West Virginia librarian has been charged after she allegedly posted videos seeking to recruit assassins targeting President Trump. Marvelous. Absolutely marvelous. That's very nice. You have that teacher doing that. Also, I got this in on the email. We were talking about this yesterday a little bit, and the NFL Super Bowl and the halftime show. Well, from what I received here, and I'm not familiar with this, the Regent University, Take Your Dreams the Distance, and so forth. Anyway, the halftime performer at the Super Bowl, you know, between the Patriots and the Seahawks, and the music artiste Bad Bunny will be featured entertainment. It's a 20 to 15 minute slot that could be seen by over 100 million people. Now, reportedly, the rapper has decided to use the opportunity to promote and honor Latin queer icons. Sources have said that Bad Bunny, whose real name is whatever it is, views his performance as an opportunity to pay homage to generations of drag, resistance, and cultural rebellion. Goes on to say that he loves controversy. He lives to push the envelope. The source noted that he would be wearing a dress during the performance, which was described as a political thunderbolt disguised as culture. He's not playing it safe. He is widely known for lyrics that are often sexually explicit, but he is a three-time Grammy Award winner, and so forth and so on. So there have been reports from some news sources that there were calls to boycott this year's halftime performance as soon as the person was announced. Well, the people that are in the stadium are paying a lot of money, or their companies are. So, all right. So, again, if people want to watch it or not, the NFL, again, as I said yesterday, not going to change people watching the NFL. They're still going to have the numbers. So enjoy the halftime show if that's something that you want to watch. But again, why would you risk it? Why would you risk doing that? Well, maybe because it's in the Bay Area, Santa Clara. I don't think they would do this if the Super Bowl was in Tennessee or Mississippi or Louisiana. Just don't think that would happen. So anyway, that's just the way the world is going right now. So, all right, Chris, also another story that you did on California News that it's gone nationwide is that lady and the kid falling out of the van.
The SUV, yeah.
SUV. There's a little something on that. Hi, good morning.
Hi. Yeah, I want to comment about what's going to happen at the board meeting this afternoon. My position is we live in a constitutional republic, and the Constitution, one of its primary purposes was to provide protection for the minority. When a mob decides which laws they're going to obey or enforce, then we've reverted to a democracy, and the minority has no protection whatsoever. The three examples I'm going to use is what's going on in Minnesota, where ICE is just trying to enforce the law. They should be complaining about the law to Congress, not ICE. They've got the wrong target. And I think they're idiots, but anyway. The other is we've got an issue in Templeton with a gas station and in Creston with a marijuana farm. In both those instances, as far as I can tell, the owners of those properties followed the law, got permit to build, and the neighbors don't like it. Well, that's mob rule. If the Board of Supervisors voted to allow those buildings, the mob shouldn't be able to stop them. If the mob wants to, in our system, wants to stop it, they can go elect people to the Board of Supervisors to change the zoning laws and not use mob rule. And what we're going to see this afternoon is the mob trying to prevent ICE from enforcing the law. And we'll get a democracy where the most vicious or the largest mob decides what's right and what's wrong, and the minority has no recourse. That's what I'm going to say.
Well, one thing about the meeting this afternoon regarding the ICE, and I know this because of the way the agenda is set up, I wish that the people that are going to be there and shoot their mouths off like they did last time talking about ICE and all the inaccurate information would listen to Sheriff Parkinson first before they shoot off their mouths. Because he laid it out very well when he was on Sound Off a couple of weeks ago on what the rules that they have to abide and do abide by based on the state of California.
Parkinson is just trying to follow the law and enforce the law.
Right.
That's it. Their complaint should be with Congress or with the state legislature. If you don't like the law, change the law. Don't go after the people who are trying to enforce it.
Well,
you don't blame the cop for the speeding laws that he's trying to enforce.
Or when you mentioned the gas station, if you wanted to do that and you got the okay and got the approval and so forth, why go after the individual? The individual was just, like you said, following the law.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
Well,
and
so what do you think is going to take place this afternoon?
A lot of yelling and screaming and misinformation, and then it'll all blow over.
let me ask you a question regarding the Minneapolis thing.
Sure.
Now, do you think ICE is doing things correctly?
Maybe, most of the time. The cops aren't perfect. They make mistakes. That doesn't mean you get rid of the police department because a policeman makes a mistake, or even two or three. That's not how it works. They're claiming the Trump administration that the person who was shot was a terrorist. Well, I heard several senators and House members claim that was murder. Shouldn't they hang him right now? What do we need a trial for? What do we need an investigation? They're already guilty. Both sides are doing that.
Right. But both sides, because if it was in their favor, they would say, well, we need to wait for the facts to come out, et cetera, instead of just coming out and pouring fire or gasoline on the fire for more problems. Now, again, when I was listening this morning to McGraw-Milhaven, again, I disagreed with this because he was making the comparison between the Obama administration and the Trump administration, saying that Obama was able to get more illegals out of the country than Trump, and he did it without violence. And again, as I'm listening to it, and I thought, well, you know why? Or let me ask you, why do you think that occurred?
Because he was a Democrat. You're not going to go after a Democrat.
Well,
and Trump's a Republican.
Okay, but right, all right, you're on the right track. But also, let's throw in this. We have seen the billions of dollars of corruption in Minnesota.
Right.
So the administration calls up, because I'm tying this in with this book I keep talking about, Extortion, saying, you know what, boys and girls, we're going to remove a lot of these people from this country, even though they're sanctuary states or cities.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pad your pocketbook. So let's make sure this goes smoothly. Does that sound like it could that something that would take place within this government?
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Money talks.
Yeah. Now, also, I'm kind of jumping around here, but appreciate your time. I read something yesterday about ICE, and apparently, that ICE has gone into heavy recruitment since Trump came into office. I think they're trying to fill 12,000. And there is speculation, again, I'm just throwing this out, that maybe some of these people are not properly trained because they're being rushed through.
That's always a possibility. Yeah. Even if the Congress, there's Democrats who want to get rid of the organization because there's a few that they've made some mistakes. That's not what you do. You don't do that. You go, if people made mistakes, they should pay for it. And if you need to reform the organization, okay, but you don't get rid of it because some people made mistakes, and mistakes happen. And if a policeman here in Atascadero shot somebody and killed somebody because he wasn't well trained, we're not going to just say, okay, we're getting rid of the police department. That's it. Mm-hmm. We're not going to enforce the laws anymore here in Atascadero. That's not what happens.
Well,
or should it?
Well, it's because people, they get emotional and they overreact.
Yep. And that's what we're going to see this afternoon.
All right.
They're using feelings instead of reason.
Well, thank you. All right. Hopefully we'll get some news cuts from these people this afternoon. I always appreciate their help and so forth. Genuine California ID incorporate multiple security features designed to deter counterfeiting. All that stuff. But now, again, back to the ID. And again, this is what I've been told over the years for people that work in certain industries when they hire people and all they have to do is show them X and Y. And then, again, according to what I was told, then the person that hired this person, even though they may be illegal, they're off the hook. So why would that be different for a bartender? If anybody knows that or experienced it, I'd love to know. Hi, good morning.
Hey, on the alcohol, as far as ID, as far as alcohol, if you have an establishment and they're serving alcohol, you're supposed to get, there's different companies that do the training, because I used to sit pour beer at the fair, as a service card, and it teaches you all the laws, rules, regulations about checking IDs. And if you get an ID, you don't check it properly, yes, you are responsible, and the owner of the company, the bar or whatever, are responsible and can get fined.
Okay, so an ID to me looks pretty simple. A picture, an ID, and some numbers on it. What else is there to look for?
There's little holograms in there. It's been several years since I've done it. They changed ID some. Just the way it's laminated, the way the feel, you can actually feel the letters on it. There's all kinds of, I mean, this course is pretty informative, you know, got pretty good information on how to tell the ID. And if you're under 21, I believe it's a birth date is in a different location. There's ways. So you just got to pay attention and you know, so if anything, go through the training and see what's there. But there's some good ones out there, some good fake ones.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. With the way technology is now, and now that we have AI at a rapid pace, I wonder if you'll really be able to come a time where you can't tell the difference.
You know, I think that if you, like the California, if you look up at it, the sun is a little, you can see it bare through it. And I don't know if the counterfeiters have that technology yet, but I mean, down the road, they're going to have to keep changing, you know, the technology or the way it is.
The reason why I'm laughing is, who do you think smarter, the technology or the government?
Good point.
All right, with that, I got to go. We're up against it.
All right, take care.
All right, bye. Okay, let's see. Hit it this way.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. The Atascadero Chamber of Commerce has announced the annual State of the City event scheduled for February 18th at the Colony Theater, 7:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. The event will feature remarks from local leadership highlighting the economic and business growth of Atascadero. Ticket information can be found at atascaderochamber.org. The Atascadero City Council will discuss authorizing the purchase of a new Type 1 fire engine in its meeting tonight. Engine 7591 was first placed into service in 2005. Due to increased maintenance costs and concerns for ongoing reliability, a replacement has been ordered. You can attend the meeting tonight at 6 in person or listen right here on KPRL. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 29 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. President Trump says he will deploy Border Czar Tom Homan to Minnesota beginning today amid rising tensions in Minneapolis following the fatal shooting of a protester by ICE agents Saturday. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
Border Czar Homan is in a unique position to drop everything and go to Minnesota to continue having these productive conversations with state and local officials.
Border Patrol Commander-at-Large Gregory Bovino, some of his agents expected to leave Minneapolis today. Democratic Pennsylvania U.S. Senator Senator John Fetterman telling Fox he doesn't want another government shutdown as his fellow Democrats are threatening to withhold funding for ICE.
Our entire military won't be paid again. I can't ever support that. I absolutely hope we can engage. Absolutely hope we can engage in a debate and make some of the kinds of common sense reforms on ICE.
America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, it's Casey, the market manager. The Templeton Farmers Market is at the Templeton Park on Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. In season, we have strawberries, leafy greens, avocados, oranges, winter squash, honey, meat, flowers, and so much more. You can even get fresh pressed juice, bread, bagels, coffee, and tamales. If you can't make it Saturday, swing by another North County Farmers Market in Baywood on Mondays, Paso Robles on Tuesdays, and Atascadero on Wednesdays. We are open, rain or shine, unless weather conditions are too dangerous. Check out our social media for day of updates.
Relax, reconnect, and indulge close to home with Spa Allegretto's Locals Staycation at Allegretto Vineyard Resort. Enjoy a cozy escape designed just for locals, featuring a split bottle of Allegretto wine, a 2-for-1 wine tasting, and 20% off spa treatments, plus a complimentary room upgrade based on availability. From soothing massages to restorative spa experiences, it's the perfect way to slow down, savor great wine, and enjoy time together. Spa Allegretto, relaxation beautifully shared.
8.5 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL Sports is brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
A couple of big matchups on the college hardwood last night. Number one, Arizona went on the road against 13th ranked BYU and kept their dreams of a perfect season alive.
Breeze steps inside and hits two more, and he's got 17.
Look at this.
And a steal and a bucket for Bradley.
ESPN on the call there as the backcourt combo of Braden Burries and Jaden Bradley combined for 55 points as the Wildcats won 86-83. Tonight's other big matchup featuring two top 20 teams, nowhere near as close as number 4 Duke rode a 19-point, 10-rebound performance from Cameron Boozer to take down number 20 Louisville at home 83-52. Duke now 19-1 on the season. NFL news, a surprising addition to next week's Pro Bowl roster, Cleveland Browns quarterback Shedeur Sanders replacing New England's Drake May, who will instead play in the Super Bowl. The rookie Sanders started the final 7 games of the season for the Browns, threw just 7 touchdowns and 10 interceptions, but other numerous starting quarterbacks in the AFC, including Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Daniel Jones, Bo Nix, and Justin Herbert, are all injured and cannot play. As far as the Super Bowl goes, the Seahawks enter the week as a 3.5-point favorite over the Patriots in Super Bowl 60. And in baseball, the San Francisco Giants have signed center fielder Harrison Bader to a 2-year, $20.5 million contract. Bader started the season with the Minnesota Twins last year before being traded to the Philadelphia Phillies at midseason. And that's your look at sports.
And we will have the Super Bowl on Sunday there in February. Still waiting for all the information from Westwood One. Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th in Riverside.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero. They've been with us since 1979, turning out, clouds and sunshine. Mid-60s, clear tonight for the most part, with a couple of clouds, lows in the mid-30s. Mid-60s, sunny on your Wednesday, and as we head out to Thursday, what can you expect? Well, upper 60s, low 70s Friday and Saturday, upper 60s Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, upper 60s, and again, no rain in the forecast. Today's UV index will be 3, up and down, 7:07 a.m., 5:25 p.m. Where are we at? 29 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical. Remember, they offer quality glasses and frames from infants to adults.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
World Famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. They've got it all for you, man. I'll tell you what, just go to AtascaderoGunShop.com. All right, as we check in to see what critters are out there on the highways and byways and get them home safe and sound, it's our job, responsibility. Well, it's not happening because it's a little chilly, so they don't want to go anywhere. But Mr. Garcia, I've got one here for you.
A doozy?
I don't know.
Or is it a stupid one again?
Compared to stupid, I would go a doozy.
Alrighty.
Okay. What percentage of people who use personal ads or online apps for dating are already married. It's pretty pathetic.
A little bit. Let's go with 20%.
That's not a bad guess.
I know. It's got to be somewhere higher than you think, but I'm guessing lower than 50 still.
Yes, for the moment. 35% of people who use personal ads or online apps for dating are already married.
Whew.
All right, folks. You know, there's this thing called history that shows up on your computer or your social stuff. Be careful. All right, if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. And Pet Alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. Okay, got to move quickly here, running out of T-I-M-E. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, past Robles in Templeton, and of course out yonder at the airport, known as the One Niner Diner. Every day they're open, breakfast and lunch. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. I already did that. Okay. A motion picture debuted on this day in 1918. Tarzan of the Apes released. I did not know this till today, and I've looked, but I can't verify it. But over the course of time, four Tarzans have won Olympic gold medals. I always knew about Johnny Weissmuller. However, there was a famous baseball player who turned down a chance to play the role of Tarzan. Who was that famous baseball player who turned down the chance to play the role of Tarzan? 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Who do you think it is? Remember, this was released in 1918. So who do you think that the famous baseball player was? And I will say that this player is still famous. Still famous. Who do you think it was? 238-5775, 238-KPRL. I'm not even looking over your way, Chris.
Nope. I couldn't. I am not even going to write down anything.
That's okay. So, Tarzan the Ape, Edgar Rice Burroughs, I think, he was the writer of all that stuff. And the film was based on the series of the short stories. And it focused on 10-year-old Gordon Griffin, who played Tarzan as a boy. Okay. So who do you think the famous baseball player was? And as I'm looking at the date here, I have to disagree with this question because this player was not a famous baseball player at the time, but he became one of the most famous baseball players of all time. Of all time. All right. So, maybe he had a chance. He was asked when he was a kid. I don't know. I've never knew of this. Hi, good morning. Hi, good morning.
Babe Ruth.
No, not Babe Ruth. Babe Ruth is not the answer. Not a bad guess because he was somewhat famous by then, but it's someone else, shall we say, with close ties to Babe Ruth.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive. A bar in downtown San Luis Obispo is caught selling alcohol to minors in an undercover operation where San Luis Obispo police observed four individuals believed to be under the age of 21. All four were found to be under the age of 21 and were cited. The business may also face criminal and or administrative actions. 2026 marks the 250th birthday of the United States, and the Paso Robles Joint Unified School District has released some guidelines for classrooms to celebrate the occasion. These will go from February 1st through June 2nd, so students can learn about and interact with U.S. history. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly sunny, highs in the mid-60s, it's 29 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
According to this, Tarzan of the Apes, 1918, the film based on the series, the famous baseball player who turned down a chance to play the role of Tarzan was the Iron Horse, Lou Gehrig.
course, was a teammate of Babe Ruth. All righty, and by the way, Johnny Weissmuller was the one who made the Tarzan yell famous. Got two more to go this hour, brought to you by Berlager Excavation. 28 years, they've been serving the Central Coast.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.